Hello, I'm Mark Montgomery. Welcome to The Link. And starting us off today on the program, SNC-Lavalin is now facing a second class action lawsuit, another blow to the giant Canadian engineering firm. It's on the defensive following revelations of $56 million in mysterious payments in North Africa. Here in Canada, the company's contract negotiations with workers in our nuclear industry resulted in a strike vote. Could this put Canadians at risk? Gordon Edwards, president of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, will be here to talk about what's at stake. And out on the East Coast, Nova Scotia's coastline is changing.
Sea level is rising, and we're sinking at about a rate of 15 centimeters a century. So it's a bit of a double whammy effect on us.
And we'll hear how the province is preparing for rising sea levels. And we're bringing you another interview in our web series called Democracy and Religion, From One Prayer to Another. Today, we'll hear a conversation with Pastor Angelica Pichet of the United Church of Canada. On our Web Discoveries column, some of the latest cyber news, including a new Facebook survey that finds many users lie on their profiles. And we'll also have your letters and voicemail, and along with Terry Haig in sports. And those are items coming up for you today on this edition of The Link. And welcome to the program. Glad to have you with us today. A bit hectic here in Montreal because we've had a great deal of, I guess you'd call it, a disturbance in the subway system for this major city, which has put millions of people somewhat behind in their schedule, including me. I spent about an hour and a half waiting for the subway train this morning, and everybody is just sort of running into the studio. So it's a bit hectic for us. We're going to start out today with a story about a Canadian multinational, very important company, and some bad news for SNC-Lavalin, which is Canada's engineering and construction giant. It's in the spotlight recently for $56 million that have mysteriously been paid out somewhere in North Africa. And the latest blow to the company is now a shareholder class action lawsuit. And meanwhile, the scientists, the engineers, the technicians and technologists at CANDU Energy voted 94% in favor of a strike in their ongoing contract negotiations with SNC-Lavalin. And this leaves Canada's nuclear identity, our industry, at risk. And joining me now to talk about the implications of these developments is Gordon Edwards. He is president of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility. Mr. Edwards, thank you for joining us today on the program.
Glad to be here, Mark.
Okay, first of all, let's find out, how did SNC-Lavalin, this engineering firm, come to own the CANDU division, the company that designed and built nuclear reactors in this country?
Well, SNC-Lavalin has been involved in nuclear projects over the years as a contractor. They are, in fact, one of the world's largest engineering firms. They only formed in 1991, but almost instantly became very large. They have operations in 100 different countries. And so when the federal government decided to sell, to privatize the CANDU division of Atomic Energy of Canada Limited, they just had a great difficulty finding anybody who was willing to buy it.
Oh.
And SNC-Lavalin ended up walking away with the entire CANDU division for only $15 million, considering the fact that the Canadian government has put over $17 billion of taxpayer subsidies into this company since it was formed. It's a very, very low price. In fact, no sooner did they sell it to the SNC-Lavalin people for $15 million, then they turned around and gave them immediately a $75 million subsidy to continue working on developing a new improved CANDU reactor called the Advanced CANDU Reactor, which has not seen the light of day so far.
Just very quickly, how many reactors are we talking about in Canada that SNC owns or operates?
Well, they don't own the reactors here in Canada at all. These reactors are owned and operated by the utility companies. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about here is the export sales.
Okay.
CANDU has been sold to countries like India, mm-hmm. Pakistan, Argentina, South Korea, Romania, and China. And so SNC-Lavalin will be in charge of trying to market the CANDU reactors overseas and also servicing those reactors that have already been sold.
So Lavalin owns the foreign operations of CANDU reactors.
Owning them is not the right word. Okay. They sell them, they market them, and they service them. So the actual ownership is with the company, the countries that bought them.
Okay, but then Lavalin's responsibility is to maintain them. Is that it, sort of thing?
That's correct.
Yeah. What is the conflict here? The industrial conflict, then? I mean, the labor conflict.
Well, the labor conflict is because the professionals, the engineers and scientists who have been transferred from Atomic Energy of Canada Limited, which used to be, of course, a federally owned company, to this private company, are very unhappy. They feel that they're being shortchanged. Their pension plan is being eroded. Their payment for travel expenses and so on is being cut back. And hundreds of them have already left. They fled. And the ones who have left are the ones who are most qualified because they're the ones who can more easily find positions elsewhere. So what the Professional Engineers Union is saying is not just that they're complaining about the work conditions, but that SNC-Lavalin is in fact destroying the basis of the CANDU industry in Canada. Because the best people are leaving, it means that there's not going to be any people left who have the competence to design new reactors that really are going to work well. In fact, this has already been a problem worldwide, but it's particularly a problem here in Canada.
Are these the same engineers that are working on maintaining the existing plants around the world?
They would also be the same people. That's right. And now they do have domestic contracts as well. For example, after buying the company for $15 million, they turned around and signed a $600 million contract to refurbish the Darlington reactors in Ontario. They are also the ones who are slated to be refurbishing the Jeanty 2 reactor here in Quebec and also the Pointe-de-Pro reactor in New Brunswick. If there is a strike, this will put all of these projects in jeopardy. And what the Union of Professional Engineers is saying is that because of SNC-Lavalin's pig-headed approach – and refusal to compromise, they are really losing all the brains and all the best people are going and there won't be anybody left who is really able to manage this. You might say that not to insult the people who are left because some of them are very good scientists, but that doesn't mean they can design a reactor.
Well, what are the dangers then? Are there any dangers that because these qualified people are leaving?
Well, the danger is that this industry is simply going to be non-viable. The danger is also that that even the servicing of these reactors overseas is going to become increasingly difficult because the CANDU reactor is a unique design. There aren't any – and what the Union of Professional Engineers is also saying is that just substituting new engineers fresh out of school or deploying SNC-Lavalin engineers who are used to working on other projects – is not a solution because nuclear is a very specialized subject. And already we've seen problems because before the privatization, the AECL group designed two reactors called the Maple reactors, and neither one of them worked. And the result is that not only were there problems in construction of these reactors, but there were problems in design so that the reactors did not function safely. And consequently, they did not operate at all for useful purposes. Now they're being taken apart. So this indicates a fundamental problem, and that is, do we have the qualified people who know how to build a good reactor anymore? The ones who built good reactors in Canada previously, the ones who built the export model now, the CANDU 600 that's operating in Quebec and in New Brunswick and Argentina and South Korea and so on, those men are either dead or gone. They're not there anymore.
What does this mean? What is the potential for the nuclear industry in Canada then if the strike goes ahead, if this is happening where people are leaving? Are the patents themselves, is the design at risk? Could we lose the design? Could the industry disappear from Canada? Will we have to import designs in the future?
Well, that's difficult to say at this point in time, but very possible that – I'm sorry.
Oh, your telephone.
It is very possible that the Koreans – I'm sorry.
These things happen nowadays.
Yes. It is possible that the Koreans may take over the business vacuum that's left by the Canadians because when somebody buys a CANDU reactor from another country, they really get all the plans. And so they can go ahead and build their own after that and they can also sell them. So other countries may take over the marketing. Let's take India, for example. We sold a couple of CANDU reactors to India. And then they exploded an atomic bomb using plutonium from a CANDU reactor, not from a CANDU reactor, but from a small research reactor that was given to them as a gift from Canada. And they took that plutonium and used it to make their first atomic bomb, which raises another question, the proliferation of nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. But when we cut off nuclear cooperation with India, they proceeded to build about 30 more CANDU reactors of their own design. They simply copied the Canadian design.
Oh, my. Not a very pretty picture you're painting there, Mr. Edwards.
Well, there's also another problem with SNC-Lavalin, and that is they have shown recently serious ethical problems because one of their vice presidents is now in a Swiss prison. Mm-hmm. One of their consultants is in a Mexican prison, and they are being charged with fraud, with money laundering, with corruption. And in the case of the Cynthia Vanier, who is in a Mexican prison, she's being charged with connections with organized crime, falsifying documents, and human trafficking. And all of this is related to SNC's basically business operations at one point, because although these people have been now fired from SNC-Lavalin, they were originally operating to the vice president that I was referring to. His name is Ben Aissa. He was very close to the Gaddafi family, and Cynthia Vanier, who's now in the Mexican jail, she was sent to Libya on behalf of SNC-Lavalin to write a report about the condition there. She sent back a report which is very favorable to the Gaddafis and very critical of NATO. And this did not sit well with many of the employees at SNC-Lavalin.
And these incidents, of course, are causing a sharp drop in the value of SNC stock, and that's probably what has precipitated this one of the lawsuits anyway.
It's really developing. It's kind of like a slow crisis developing because it's taken months and even a year or so for this to develop. The Swiss authorities began investigating about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Vanier has been in prison since November. The two individuals were fired in February. In March, the CEO of SNC-Lavalin was allowed to resign rather than being prosecuted for breaking company policies. And he's getting about $5 million in a severance package. So all of this is redounding badly. The stock price has dropped by 26% since the beginning of the year and by over 50% since last year.
Well, Mr. Gordon Edwards, thank you very much for talking to us about this.
My pleasure.
And that is Gordon Edwards. He is the president of the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility. And if you have any thoughts on Canada's nuclear industry and what you've just heard from Mr. Edwards, drop us a line, the link at rcinet.ca.